We're back to Exodus chapter 3. Title of the message, What is His Name? What is His name? Moses said, when I go to the children of Israel and they ask, what is His name? You know, I say that You sent me. And he said, and they're going to ask, what is His name? There's a lot in a name. There's a person, a real living person standing behind every name. And the names of God are so full of meaning. As I said, remember this verse over here in Psalm 9. And they, in verse 10, and they that know Thy name, they know it, they know Him. To know His name is to know Him, is what He's saying. They that know Thy name will put their trust in Thee. You know, we give names that are cute. None of God's names are cute. They are full of meaning. Full of meaning. When you named your children, did you look up the meaning before you named them? Some do, some don't. I can't remember if we did or not. That's getting old. You can't remember those things. But the names I'm going to give you tonight of God are full of meaning. And they that know Thy name will put their trust, their confidence. They will lean upon You. You'll lean upon the Lord. Now I know there are many opinions as to who God is and what He is like. If you stood on the street and you asked those who passed by, who is God, you would get however many people you stop, that's probably how many different opinions that you would get. But God has given us, in His Word, a revelation of Himself. He's given it to us in this book right here. He's given this, Him, a revelation of Himself. We need not guess here, but read and believe. Read and believing. We have in the Word of God a revelation of God as He is. As He is. And He's given us a revelation of His name. Now, as I said, a name reveals a person. He's given us a revelation of His person. Of His, we call them attributes. Of His character. You know, the attributes describe a person. And we have in the Word of God the attributes of God, which is a revelation of who God is. We have that in this book. We have no excuse to be ignorant of Him. God has given a revelation of Himself. He is a real living person. God is not a force. It's not like in Star Wars, may the force be with you. God is not a force. He is a real person who can be known and is to be known by His people. Now, let's look back. We'll pick up here in verse 10. This is where God called Moses to deliver Israel out of bondage. He said, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. This is God calls Moses. He gets his call. And that thou mayest bring forth My people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Who? I? You see that word am is supplied by the translators. He's like, and he's serious. He's like, who? I? I? Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Moses truly felt. He truly felt inadequate for the task. I wouldn't want anyone stand here and preach to me, to this congregation, that did not feel his inadequacy. Everyone who stands here, I pray that the Lord will make them know their dependence upon Him. Moses felt his inadequateness. He's not so cocky at 80 as he was at 40. Who, I? This is where God had to bring him before He would use him. Who am I? A weak, frail human being. Who am I? A clay pot. And a cracked one at that. A clay pot. But God's man. He's God's man. Moses was not the one, listen here, Moses was not the one who was going to deliver Israel. God is going to deliver Israel. Moses is the messenger. He is the messenger. He's like John the Baptist. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. But listen to this. He's God's voice. He's God's voice. And when God speaks through His man, we listen. We listen to Him. And God promised Moses here. Look here in verse 12. And God said, certainly. Boy, Moses, this ought to put a snap in his step. Certainly I will be with thee. I'm not going to send you there and I'm going to wait here on you. I'll be with you. And this shall be a token to thee, unto thee, that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. He said, here's the token, Moses, but the token's not going to be given until they come back. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. You see, this is not something that God's going to try to do. This is something that is certain. This is something that God is doing. They shall come out, Moses. They shall come out. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ did not come into this world to try and save anyone. He did not come into this world to try and save God's people. He came to save. It's a certainty. It is a certainty. That's good news. They shall come out. They shall come out. And then Moses says, and Moses said unto God, behold, and here's, this is serious business. He's saying to God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? What name shall I give them? Remember this. I thought about this today. They have been in Egypt for 400 years. 400 years. They've not had a prophet. They've not had a word. You know, just think right now, if from this point on, we did not have the word of God or a preacher, from this point, for 400 years. Our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all the way for 400 years. And they're going to say to Moses, what is his name? What's his name? Well, God has revealed in his word different names. And I can't give you all of them. They're just, it's just too many. Not in one setting. But let me give you a few of the names by which God has revealed Himself to His people. First of all, Elohim. You see here, If you read on here, it said, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, The God of your fathers," that's Elohim. That's the Creator. That's who that is. And Elohim is plural for El. And El means Almighty God. And that's how God revealed Himself to Jacob and Abraham. God Almighty. The Almighty God. That's how He revealed Himself. Elohim is the plural of that, which speaks of the Trinity. So listen, the God of your fathers has sent me. Who sent me? The Father? Yes. The Son? Yes. The Holy Spirit? Yes. All three sent me. All three. Elohim. This is the plural of God. This is the plural of El, the Almighty God. And then we have the name El. Now, I'm not going to pronounce all these right. But El Elyon. That means Most High God. This is the one who sent me. The Most High God. This is the one who is above all. This is truly Your Highness. That's who sent me. That's who sent me. El Elyon. And then another name that you are familiar with, El Shaddai. God All Sufficient. This is who sent me. God All Sufficient. He relies on no one. He draws His life, His strength from no one. He depends on no one. You and I depend on someone. We depend on God. And we depend on each other. He is self-sufficient. He depends on absolutely no one. That's our God. And then we have El Olam. That means everlasting God. The everlasting God. Eternal God. No beginning of days or end of life. The everlasting God. Then El Hai, that is the living God. Not a dead God on a shelf. This is the only living God. There's only one God. And that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the God of the Hebrews. The living God. Then El Roi, R-O-I. God of seeing. Thou God, was it Hagar said that? Thou God seest me. You know what that speaks of? His omnipresence. This is the God who is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. At the same time. And then He's El Elohi Israel. The God of Israel. He said to Jacob, "Your name is no more Jacob. It's Israel. It's Israel." He's the God of Israel. He doesn't call Himself the God of Egypt. He doesn't call Himself the God of the Canaanites. He's the God of Israel, His chosen people. And then Adonai, the Lord, my great Lord. They that know my name shall put their trust in me. They that know the Almighty God, the three in one God, the Most High God, God all sufficient, the everlasting God, the living God, the all seeing God, the God of Israel, the great Lord. They that know my name will put their trust in me, their confidence in me. But then here in verse 14, He gives another name here. Here's another name. Moses said, what is His name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, here's the name that you give them. I am that I am. I guess there's no other name that encompasses all that God is like this name. This explains all that He is. This declares all that He is. I am. I am. I am that I am. I am the self-existent One. This name contains, I've read this today, this name contains each tense of the verb to be. Let me read it to you. And it might be translated, I was, I am, and I shall always continue to be. I have always been. There's never a time that God was not. We can't comprehend that. He has no beginning. We can't comprehend that. That's just mind-boggling. He said, I was, I am, and I shall always be. I am that I am. The everlasting God who never changes. And then he says here, but something happens here in verse 15. There's a change takes place here in verse 15. And God said, moreover, he continued to speak to Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God. You see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Elohim, the God of creation, the plural, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here, there's a change. Not a change in God, but a new revelation. Look over in Exodus chapter 6. Let's see if I can find this verse. Let's start in verse 1. I'll read the first three verses. And then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of this of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known. Now, when you see the name Lord, capital L-O-R-D, that means Jehovah. Jehovah. We're going to look at this here in a little bit. It means Jehovah. And this is the name by which He will be known by His people forever. Let's read this again in verse 15. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. Lord God, Jehovah God, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. This is the name that my people, by which my people will know me forever. Jehovah. That's what he's saying here. And remember, they that know my name, thy name, will put their trust in me. Well, let's look at some of the names of Jehovah. Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. Jireh. Abraham said to Isaac, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. He will provide Himself a lamb. And He did. He provided Himself a lamb, and He provided Himself as the lamb. And then we have Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Who is it that heals all your diseases, spiritual diseases? Who is it that heals us every time we get spiritually sick? Or even physically sick, as far as that goes. Jehovah Rapha is the one who heals us. Then Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. You know what that is? You know what that means? That means this. The Lord is my message. That's what that means. The Lord is our banner. He's my banner. He's our message. Who is? The Lord Jesus Christ. This is the one spoken. This is Jehovah. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. He's Jehovah God. We can call Him Jehovah Jesus. We can call Him that. And then Jehovah Shema. The Lord is there, or the Lord is my companion. He said, I will, when you go through the fire, I'll what? I'll go with you. I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is the companion of His people. They that know my name, that know thy name, will put their trust in thee. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. What did our Lord say to His disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane? What did He say to Peter? I could call more than 12 legions of angels right now if I wanted to. He's a Lord of hosts. That means armies. That means here, listen. When it says Lord of hosts, that doesn't mean just the angels. That's everything that exists. Everything. Stars, the billions and zillions of stars, all the insect world. He's Lord of it. He's Lord of it. If it's a plague, He's Lord of it. And then we got Jehovah Shalom. Shalom. The Lord our peace. Well, the Scriptures tells us so plainly, He is our peace. He is our peace. The Lord Jesus Christ is our peace. Jehovah Shalom. Shalom. And Jehovah Rai, R-O-H-I, the Lord is my shepherd. Do you really, listen now, do you find any peace in these names? Do you find any real comfort in these names of God? If you know His name, you'll find comfort in it. You'll put your confidence in Him, and it'll give you comfort. In peace. These names mean something. And they mean something to God's people. Jehovah, and this is hard to pronounce. Makedesh Kim. The Lord who sanctifies. The one who set us apart. The one who makes us holy. We are a holy people unto Him. We are a holy people. Truly. And He's the one who made us so. We are made the righteousness of God in Him. Which leads to this, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's who it is. This is His covenant relationship to His people. And this, He says, is how I will be known by my people forever. By these names. Now all these names belong to one person. The God-man. Jesus Christ. He said, Moses, you tell them, I am that I am sent thee. The one speaking to Moses is Jesus Christ. That's who it is. Listen, now we can't turn to all of these, but listen. I am the bread of life. I am the light. I am the good shepherd. Now, what did I just read? Jehovah? Let's see here. Jehovah, R-O-H-I, Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. And our Lord said, I am the good shepherd. I am Jehovah, the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. Jehovah is the resurrection. Jehovah is the bread. Jehovah is the light. Jehovah is the door. Jehovah is the way, the truth, and the life. Jehovah is the resurrection. Jehovah is the true vine. The Lord said, I am the true vine. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am. Turn over to Revelation chapter 1. I tell you what, someday, when trouble comes our way, that's when these names mean something. That's when they really, really mean something. Look here in verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him which is, which was, and what? Which is to come. I am. And from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Jesus Christ is I am, which was and is and is to come. That's who He is. And then He says here, and I'll wind this down. He says to Moses in verse 16, go and gather the children of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Jehovah, the covenant God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. I have surely visited you. That's past tense, isn't it? That's past tense. I have visited you. Well, when did He do that? When did He do that? Before the world began. Look over in Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, look here, verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, visited. It's done. He's saying it's done. He says here, I have surely visited you long before you ever knew it. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. It's done. I've already visited you. That covenant of grace in Christ, I've already visited you. And I've seen that which is done to you in Egypt. He sees all of our troubles and trials and heartaches. He sees them. But He's already visited us. He's already taken care of the matter. He's already taken care of it. He's already determined the end of everything I'll ever go through. He's already determined the end of it. It's already determined. And that gives me peace. I really find some peace and rest out of that. And I have said in verse 17, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Here's a promise. I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the promised land. We have a promise here of God. I'll bring you up out of your grave, out of this world, unto glory. We have His word on it. We have His word on it. You think He'll do it? Faith cries, yes. Yes, He will. Jehovah Jesus will do it. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of... Now, listen, the Lord God of the Hebrews. The Hebrews have met with us. And now let us go. We beseech thee 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. The word, the name Hebrew, means... It means this, crossed over. It means crossed over. God's people, the God of the Hebrews, the Lord God of the Hebrews, Jehovah. You see, this is the name I'm going to be known by from here on. The Savior, the Lord, this is the one who saved us, our Redeemer. The Lord God of the Hebrews, crossed over, God's people, have crossed over from death to life. Have crossed over from death to life. He has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom, it says in Colossians, of His dear Son. We've crossed over. Right now, I know we can't hardly grasp this, but everyone whom the Lord died for, everyone whom He saves is right now seated at God's right hand. You're there. I know we're here in this body, but we're there in Christ, in spirit. We're there. We've crossed over. And I'm sure He says here that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. He's not going to just immediately let you go because you say so. In fact, it got a lot worse on them. They even said, Moses, great day. He got even, you know, what's going on here? And Moses went to the Lord. He said, you know, this is worse. I'm paraphrasing. He said, things are getting worse. But God knows. He knows all things because He foreknows all things. And He decrees all things. But He also said that He would harden Pharaoh's heart. That is mentioned about, well, it's mentioned several times throughout the Scripture. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. But I'm going to stretch out my hand. He's not going to let you go, because I'm going to stretch out my hand. I'm going to judge him. And my people are going to see my wonders. They're going to see my wonders. I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that... He'll let you go when it's time to let you go. After I have displayed all my wonders that I have purposed to display in Pharaoh and before my people, and after that, we all have an after that, and then we can go. Every one of us have an after that, and then life will be over and we can go home. And after that, He'll let you go. And I will give this people favor. Now, another translation for that word is grace. Grace. I will give this people grace in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you'll not go out empty. You and I, now listen, everyone who believes, we are not going out empty. We are going out in the full riches and glory of Jesus Christ. We can't see that now, but we will. You'll not go out empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor. They'll just give it to you. That's what they'll do. And I've heard that sojourns in her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. You're not going out empty. You're not going to go out like slaves. You're going out like the king's sons and daughters is how you're going out. And upon your and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians. What's he speaking of here in verses 21-22? Unmerited favor. You're going to go out of this world. Everyone whom God saves, you are going to go out of this world in the full riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you didn't earn it. You did not earn it. It was given to you by grace. By grace are ye saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. We are going to go out by the unmerited favor and grace of God. We are going to go out saved by grace alone in Jehovah Jesus alone. Now, Moses, you go tell him that. What is his name? Now, listen. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. These names mean something to God's people. The names of God mean something. This is where we draw comfort. Lord, you said you would provide. Have you ever said that? Have you ever had to say it? Lord, you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. Did you ever say that? His name is staked on it. It's staked on it. So take him at his word. All right, Mike.